It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to honor the contributions of Lieutenant Commander Michael J. Hall.
Michael Hall was surprised to be honored on the U.S. House floor by Utah Representative Blake Moore.
Service to one's country is rarely convenient.
Hall says he was just doing his duty when he was deployed to New York City in April 2020, just 6 months after joining the Navy Reserves.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and they said, yeah, we don't need those right now. So I was like, okay.
Hall and a group of other surgeons were assigned to take care of ventilated ICU patients for the first time in 18 or 19 years.
So we all, you know, kind of just jumped in and did it.
Dr. Hall spent 6 weeks there, away from his family and his practice in Ogden. Around the same time, Dr. Mark Moritz from St. Mark's Hospital was also called up. He's a rear admiral in the Navy.
I got a phone call from the Surgeon General of the Navy. And he says, if you're not COVID essential, being a podiatrist, he said, I absolutely could use you. And I thought to myself, a foot doctor in the COVID, how's this going to work? And he goes, I need you as an admiral. I need the horsepower.
Next thing he knew, he was working with the CDC and Department of Defense.
As the COVID task force commander in charge of COVID testing for the entire United States Navy.
And they fought to keep the sailors on the ships around the world safe.
Treated, isolated, tested, and keep our national security.
Admiral Moritz was in D.C. for several months.
Who would have ever thought that the pandemic, the pointy end of the spear, would be Navy medicine in our next war?
Lieutenant Commander Hall says he will always remember the people of New York City welcoming him and the other doctors.
Then they would lean out their buildings and bang pots and pans, saying thank you. For us, that moment was sort of an affirmation of, okay, at least we showed up.
But he says it's not about him. He says anyone and everyone can serve and should serve their communities.
Do something. Everybody can do something. We just make it a part of our lives. And that becomes our legacy to our families and to people around us. And then in those small ways, maybe the world does change, you know?
Admiral Moritz says he sees hope right now, a year after the pandemic began.
We eradicated polio from the United States because we took our medicine. If we can wait long enough to take our medicine and get through this, there's a brighter day coming. I can already see that light at the end of the tunnel coming.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.